Is daf ayin hey, we got to the very last line of ayin dalad amir beis. The Gemara is still going through the Agarta. The Gemara starts ki asa. So, but ki asa of Dimi, when Redimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, which she did many times. I don't know if there's multiple times where he came back with so much information, but we have this line ki asa of Dimi. Redimi returned back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he quoted Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Usually, it's Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know if there's a mistake or if this is different, but it's almost always Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here is Amar Rabbi Yonasan. So Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Asid Gavriel Lasos, Asid in the future, Gavriel is going to make what? Kinigia im Livyasan. He's going to have a hunt. There's going to be a search for Livyasan.
Yeah.
Yeah, now Ayin Hay, yeah. So he's going to make a whole hunt, a search for Livyasan. Shenatmar.
Livyasan is the fish.
Yeah, the big sea
the
creature, yeah.
So they're all going to go to the ocean, deep sea fishing?
I guess so, yeah. Shenatmar. Timshoch Livyasan Bechaka. So it says, can you draw the Livyasan with a fish hook? Ubechevel Tashkil Lishono. Or are you going to throw a rope at its tongue? So this was an indication that there's going to be some search and hunt for this Livyasan. Had a Kadosh Baruch Hu not helped them in the future, Ein Yachalo, it would be impossible to catch the Livyasan. Shenemar Ha'oso Yagesh Echarbo, that its creator will draw a sword. A Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to take out a sword and kill Livyasan. That's the only way to capture the Livyasan. So then another statement, Kiyasar of Dimi, or of Dimi returned back from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this time he quotes Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Bishah Shalivyasan Raiv, when the Livyasan is hungry and starving, Moti Havel Mipiv, there's going to be, it's like, almost like a dragon, where this like heat and smoke is going to emit from its mouth. Umartiach Kol Memes Shebimetzul, it's going to then boil up all the waters that are in the depth. Shenamar, it says, Yartiach Kathir Mitzula, it's going to boil up like a trap. The Malei Machnis Rosho LeGan Eden, and it had not been that the Leviathan placed its head in Gan Eden, Eden Kol Birya Yechol Lamod Berecho. No person could have withstood the smell of this Leviathan of the Hevel of the breath of this Leviathan, perhaps dragon. Shenamars, it says Yam Yosim Kamer Kacha. That it makes the sea like a perfume. Now the smell of the this Leviathan won't be so pleasant, so it's going to be terrible. Ubishah shitsame. However, when the Leviathan is thirsty, oset tlamim tlamim bayam, it makes these furrows in the sea. I guess as it drinks up the water, it starts to make all these waves from drinking and slurping up the water. Shenemar, it says, acharav yair nasiv, and after it, it makes a path shine. I guess after it drinks the water, it's going to make the waves bounce up and down. And Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, ein tohom chozer leisano ad shivim shana. And after Livyasan has finished drinking all the water that it was left from thirsty, the depth of water does not return to its original strength until 70 years. That's how much time it takes for it to get back to its full capacity. Shenemar, it says, Yachashov Tom Leseva, it makes the depth like an old person, like a seva. Ve'ein seva p'chusa mishivim. So a seva means 70. A 70-year-old is called a seva. So the amount of time it takes for the tahom, for the depths, to return back to its original form will be 70 years. Now there's halacha ma'isa, they learn from this halacha. Shulchan Aruch says that mipnei seva takum, you have to stand up for a seva, for someone who's older. What's the age of a seva? So based on this Gemara, it says that ein seva p'chusa mishivim. It's no less than 70. It's also consistent with the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, which says ben shivim l'seva. So that's how we know. But there is a Zohar that says actually the age of 60 is when a person has to start standing up for someone who's older than them, because based on, again, I'm not knowing the source, but the Zohar just simply writes that 60 is the age of a seva. The Gemara then says, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Su'udah LaTzadikim Mibsaro Shelivyasam. In the future, we mentioned this before, there's going to be a whole meal, and they're going to be eating the flesh of the Livyasam. Shenemar, it says, Yichu Olava Chabarim. The Chaveim are going to be feasting upon it. And there is discussions about how the Su'udah is going to play out. The Gemara Mesachim talks about who's going to bench at the Su'udah, who's going to lead benching at the Su'udah. They go down Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on. Ultimately, David is going to bench Kos, Yeshuos, Essa. He's going to lift up the Kos and say Bracha. Rabbeinu Bechai, I believe, has a whole Sefer on describing what's going to take place at this Su'udah. So anyways, in the future, there's going to be a grand Su'udah of the Basar of the Livyasan.
And what's going to take place?
When? I never read it.
Not when, but where it's taken.
I never read it. I never read this. The Sefer, but I believe he has a Sefer discussing this topic. Ve'ein keira ela su'uda. And the word keira means su'uda, where the Pasuk says again, yichu alav chabarim. Chabarim are going to have a su'uda, because ein keira ela su'uda. As it says, Shenemar vayichre lehem keira gedola vayochlu vayishtu. The pasuk says that they're going to yichre. It's clearly a context of a eating and drinking, so it means preparing a suda. Vein chabarim ela tamidei chachamim. It says Shenemar that hayosheves baganim chaverim, those who sit in the gardens of the chaverim, of the friends, makshivim lekolech hashmiini, listen to your voice and let me hear them. They're going to be discussing lechara limud Torah, Talmud Torah. So chabar mean chevra, chabura, people sitting around learning a daf yomi together. That's where the suda is going to take place. Vashar mechalkin also, and the rest of the basar that's not eaten will be distributed. V'yosin bo schara b'shuki Yerushalayim will be, you know, sent to the marketplace and sold for parnasa. What? Well, that's where the trade is going to take place. I don't know where the suda is going to take place, but the leftover basar is going to be, so I don't know.
I'm going to assume that it's
a lot in Yerushalayim, otherwise. It's a good assumption. I doubt it'll be in Woodmere. I think it's fair to assume.
It would spoil the
right.
they sold it.
Yeah, but the whole thing will take place in the, yeah, in the Yerushalayim. Okay.
Obviously, it's going to be in Yerushalayim.
Okay. Marsha says it's going to have a din of karbanos.
Right.
Okay, that's what you're saying, right. Shenemar yechatu beina kinanim. They will divide it amongst the kinanim. That's where they're going to start selling the basa levyasan to the others to eat after the tzaddikim are full from their meal. Vein kinanim ela tagarim. Kinanim don't really mean kinanim, they really mean merchants. Shenemar says, kinan biyado mosne mirma lashok ahev. And as regards to a kanani, they're going to have a mosne mirma, a false scale, lashok ahev, to steal people, one who loves to steal. So kanani doesn't mean a non-Jew here, it really means to a merchant. Doesn't mean the daughter of a merchant, that's what it means?
Oh,
yeah? That could be, I don't remember. Let's see. V'i ba'izema mihach. Alternatively, another source for a Canaan meaning merchant is Asher Sochareh Sarim Kinaneha Nichbede Arts. That the Sochareh, the peddlers, are going to be Sarim, will be princes, and the Kinaneha, the merchants, will be Nichbede Arts, will be people who are honored among the land. So that's another raya that Canaan means a merchant. Mar now says, Amar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, also the Kaddish Baruch Hu lasses a sukkah letzaddikim. In the future, there's going to be a very nice sukkah that's going to be fashioned for the tzaddikim. May ora shel levyasan, from the skin, from the hide of the levyasan. Shenemar, it says, has male b'sukos oro. Can you complete sukkos? Now it's spelled with a sin here, but samach, they're some, oftentimes interchangeable. So can you fill a sukkah with its skin? Now, Zacha, person Zacha, osin lo sukkah. So they'll make a sukkah from the hide. Lo Zacha, if a person isn't Zacha, then osin lo tziltzel, he's going to make it just some shade, but not the entire sukkah. Shenemar, it says, uvit tziltzal dogim rosho. And we'll tziltzel, a little shade from the head of the fish. Zacha, if they're Zacha. Osin lo tziltzel, they'll make a at least a little bit. If they're a little bit worthy, then they'll make a little bit of a shade. But lo zacha, if they're not even worthy for just a small amount of shade, then osin lo anak, they're going to make a necklace from it, which is again of less hana. Shenemar, it says, v'anakim lagro gesecha, there's going to be necklaces for your neck. Zacha, if there's zocha to that level, so osin lo anak, they're going to get a necklace. But lo zacha, if they're not zocha, then she osin lo kemiyah, they make a little amulet. Shenemar, v'sikshirena l'naro secha, they're going to write a little something and put it on the young girls. Vashar, and the remaining part, porosa kadosh baruch hu al chomos Yishalayim, will be spread on top of the walls of Yishalayim. V'zivo mavik misof ha'olam v'atzofa. Now the light is going to shine across the entire world. Shenemar, it says, v'halchu goyim l'orich, the goyim are able to walk from the light, was so strong they could use a light to walk, umlachem lenoga zarchech, and the kings were from the brightness of your shining. They're going to be able to use that light from the tops of the walls of the city of Yerushalayim to navigate them through the darkness. V'samti kadechod shim shosayach. Now, another pasuk referring to what's going to be in L'asad Lavo, so v'samti, I will place kadechor shim shosayach. I'm going to place walls out of some type of stone called kadkon stone. So Amar Bishmua Bar Nachmani Plige Tre Malachi Birkia. There were two malachim who had a machlokes what kadkon meant. Gavriel Michal. Sounds like a pretty large debate here up in Shemayim. Amila, others say, Tre Amarayim B'marava. No, there were actually two Amarayim in Bavel who had such a rather in Eretz Yisrael, in the West Eretz Yisrael, who had a debate to the definition of kadkon. So man inhun, who are these two Amarayim? Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Chiya. The two children, two of the children of Rabbi Chiya. That's fascinating that you would confuse who the machlokas is. It's usually between two different sets of Amarayim. Here it's between Amarayim versus Malachim. So quite a difference. And I guess it shows the chashivas of Yehuda and Chizkiya that they were perhaps confused with the Malachim of Gavriel u'Michal. Good grouping to be with. So what's the machlokas? So Chad Amar, one of them says Shoham. Sham, what that means. So apparently it means a beryl. It means nothing to me at all. Others say it's onyx. Nothing to me either. It's some type of stone gem. Chad Amar, yeah, I don't know much about stones, jewels, minerals. But Chad Amar, Yoshfei, which is jasper. So that's the machlokas. So Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lave Kidein Uchadein. Let them both be true. Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. Let them both be true. And therefore, they will make stone, the walls will be made out of this jasper and shoham, perhaps this onyx and beryl stone material. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Usharayach Lavne Ektach, and I will make a shar, a gate, from stone. Kihad the Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'kadarish. When Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and darshaning, Asid, he said the following, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavi Avanim Tovos Margalios, he's going to bring these precious jewels and pearls, Shehem Shloshim Al Shloshim, they're going to be 30 amos by 30 amos, those are pretty large, let's assume around 60 by 60 feet, V'chokek Ben Eser Al Eserim, and they're going to cut out around 10 amos by 10 amos from them, U'mamidim B'sharei Yushalayim, and they're going to place them at the gates of Yushalayim. This is what they said. This becomes an amazing story right now. So Ligleg Alav Osatam, and that was a particular Talmud was making fun of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, come on, you think there's a stone that's that large that they're going to bring? Hasha Kiveasa Titzitzla Lomashichinam. We can't even find a precious stone that's the size of an egg. You know, diamonds, I don't know, diamonds are tiny. So you're going to find the Kulehai Mashichin, you're going to find a 30 by 30 almost large stone. So the Yamim, after some time, Hifliga Hisfinasa Bayam, this particular student was on a boat and it went off somewhere deep in the sea. And Chazei Malachi Asharis, he saw Malachim, the Yosef Akominasre Avanim Tovos Margolios, and they're busy carving out stones and pearls. Shem Shloshim Al Shloshim, they were mamish this size that Rabbi Yochanan was describing. V'chokik Ben Eser, Berum Eserim, and they're cutting out 10 by 20 amos stones from these large 30 by 30s. And Amar Lahu, so the Talmud says to these Malachim, Honey Laman, who's going to use these massive stones? And Amalei said to him, this is what's going to be used to adorn the gate of Yushalayim. Also, the Kamei de Yochanan, the boy was so happy, he ran back to Yochanan to report what he actually saw. Amalei, he says, Darish Rebbe, and Lechana Lijosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, rather, Rabbi Yochanan, you are such a darshan, and it's so beautiful for you to darshan, because Kasher Marta, Kain Ra'isi, like you said, it's exactly what I saw. So Amar lo Reka, you empty person, you idiot. Il male lo Ra'isa lo Himanta. Had you not seen it, you wouldn't believe me. Milagle gadibe chachamim ata. Are you making fun? Are you mocking the words of the chachamim only because you saw it? Do you actually believe it? Where's your emunah chachamim? Nothing ain't a bow. Rabbi Yochanan, who had a powerful eye, he killed Reish Lakish's son, his own nephew. By looking at him, he killed Reish Lakish himself. Benasa gal shal tamos, and this person became a heap of bones. Fine. Macy, the Gemara asks the question. So I will lead you very, very high. So Rabbi Meir Omer Masayim Amma says 200 Amas and Kishtei Komosha Adam Harishon, like twice the height of Adam Harishon. That means Adam Harishon was 100 Amos high. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mea Amma, 100 Amma will be the total. Kineged Heichal Ksalava. The Beit HaMikdash and the walls, which were 100 amos high. Shenemar Asher Banenu Kinetim Migudolim Benureim. So like for our Banenu, our sons that are planted like little trees that grow in their youth. Benosenu Kizavios Michutavos Tavnes Heichel. And our daughters are like the cornerstones that are made into the temple. So we see from all this, though, that the walls of Yushalayim are going to be 100 amos high. So now you need greater than 20 amos. Before, if Yochanan says only 20 amos, we're going to build the gates. But you need 100 amos stones to hold up the gate. So that's the kasha they asked against Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan lechave de bezika. It's referring to a little window. Yeah, there's going to be stones that are going 100 amos high, but there's going to be a little jewels that are placed in the walls, not to hold up the entire wall, but they're going to be adorning the walls. Vaita, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. There's going to be seven canopies. They're going to be made for each tzaddik. We spoke about a sukkah now. Now we're speaking about a chuppah, seven chuppahs. Shenemar, it says, Vara Hashem al kol mechon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create over every place. Har Tzion, on every side of the Har Tzion. And Val Mikraha, and all those who gather together. Mikrai Kodesh means really a place of gathering. Onan yomam, a cloud during the day, v'ashan, a little smoke, v'noga, and also means some type of a light, eish lahava, of a fire, a bright fire, laila at nighttime. So there's going to be a cloud during the day and some smoke and light at nighttime, similar to the way we travel through the midbar. Ki al kol kavod chupa, because every single kavod, every glory will have a chupa. So we learn from here. Milamed shekol echad v'echad osala kadosh baruch hu chupa. Lefi chvodo. Each and every single person is going to get a chuppah according to their kavod. So Gemara says, Ashran b'chuppah lama. So why was there going to be smoke within this chuppah? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, shekol mi she'ena v'tzaros b'tamidei chachamim b'olam haza. A person who is stingy towards chachamim, tamidei chachamim in this world, mismalas ena v'ashran, he's going to be filled with smoke in the future. He's going to lose his eyesight for having a bad eye in this world. He's going to have a ayin ra in Las Lavo, the olam haba.
Good fundraising.
Good, very good fun. It's true. I should try this, brother. I should try it. Okay. Veish b'chuppah lama. So why is your fire going to be within this chuppah of the tzaddik? Amr b'chanina milame chekol echar v'yachar nichla michuppah so shechaveir. Everyone's going to be burnt from his friend's chuppah. Oila l'osa busha, oila l'osa klima. So woe to the person for such a shame, woe to the person for such a disgrace. Why is each person going to get burned though from this? We burn from shame, not literally. So Rashbam says he'll be embarrassed. Why didn't I have as much, a chuppah, big chuppah like he had? Why is mine less? There's going to be some level of a kina, I guess, that's taking place there, according to the Rashbam. There'll be some level of embarrassment. Okay, this is Mrs. Hashem also quotes this din. Kayotzi Badavar, similarly we have, Ata Omer, in a similar way we have, V'nasata mehodcha alav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe Benu, you shall place some of your hod upon Yeshua. Not all of your hod, but rather some of your hod. Zekeinim shabosa ador amru, p'nei Moshe kivnei chama, p'nei Yeshua kivnei levana. The face of Moshe was like the sun, but the face of Yeshua was a moon, which is simply reflecting the hod of Moshe Benu. Oila laosa busha, oila laosa klima. So there's going to be some level of embarrassment and kina and shame that person never really reached the state of his master, of his Rebbe. Interesting thing I saw in the back here, they were quoting the idea of saying Aleinu l'shabach after Kiddush Levana. And supposedly, Yeshua was the one who's masakin Aleinu l'shabach in general. So they say that since the Kiddush Levana were saying the bracha on the Levana, which is Yeshua, it makes sense to say Aleinu l'shabach, which was also instituted by Yeshua ben Nun. I never knew that before. Others say that we don't say Aleinu l'shabach at Kiddush Levana, but the custom that I've always seen all Ashkenazi shuls is to say Aleinu. They quote from the Chida, perhaps the Svardim don't say Aleinu, I'm not sure. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Eser Chupos Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam HaRishon B'Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam 10 different chupas in Gan Eden. Shenemar, it says, Be'eden in Eden, Gan Elokim, the garden of Hashem, Kol Eben Yikara, every single stone was precious. And the rest of the pasuk goes on to say that, where's on the side here, Mesucha Secha, from your sukkah, Odem pitida v'yalom tarshis shoam v'yoshve v'sapir nofech uvarkas v'zav, all different types of metals and stones that are going to be covering it. Those total 10, that's in Yechezkel. So Marzut Shomar, Achadasre, there are 11 of them. Shinemar kol evin yikara, that's also referring to, even though it sounds more generic, that's also referring to some other stone. And Amar Yochanan, the garua shebekulan zav, and the least among them is gold. So you can imagine how precious each of the stones are listed. The kachash of leila vasof, since gold was listed the last, must be the previous 9 or 10 other stones were greater than the gold that's mentioned. So my, then the Gemara goes on to say about a pasuk that's mentioned in this context, my meleches tupecha unekavecha bach. What does it mean when it says the mleches tupecha, the work of a drum, and the nekavecha, the holes, bach, and the holes that are within you? So what does this mean? This is referring to something that was from the times of the creation, the pasuk says. So Amar of Yehuda Marav, Amar lo kavdesh baruch hu lechiram melch. He said to Chiram, who was the king of Tzor, Bicha nistakalti, I looked within you, I looked at you, uvarasi nekavim nekavim ba'adam, and I created holes in man so he could use it properly and breathe and go to the bathroom. So vikadami, others say, Hachi kamar, Bicha nistakalti, I looked at you, Chiram, and the kanasti misa al adam rishon, and I therefore decreed death upon Adam Harishon. So, I don't know the context at all. It's referring to Melchim, Rashbam says, in the future you're going to rebel, and you're going to make yourself into a god. This is all the Rashbam saying this right now. So therefore, I made a person have holes in the body so he could go to the bathroom properly.
So he shouldn't have the gaiva that he thinks that he
Hopefully humble him. Yeah. Rezi, you're not a god. You're human. So every single man should have exactly. He would hide it. So he created in every single man these ideas, these nekavim, so that just for you here, so you should have to experience this and realize this humbling experience. And others say no, because of you, I had created misa. The Adam had to die. Man had to die because of you. I needed you to die ultimately, so I had to make it as part of the teva of creation. Okay. Gemara now says, "My, what does it mean?" The pasuk says, "Val mikreha." We said this earlier that on Har Tzion they're going to assemble together. So Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Chu Yishalayim Shel Olam Haza, Yishalayim Shel Olam Haba. We have two Yishalayims. The Gemara tells us one Yishalayim is down in this world, and there's a Yishalayim above. But it's not the same way. Yishalayim Shel Olam Haza. Kol Arotz La'alo, so anybody wants could go to Yishalayim. It's open for the public. Kol Arotz says, but Shel Olam Haba. But if you want to enter into Shalim of above, of Olam Haba, you need to be invited. You need to get invitations. VIP pass only. If you don't get invited, you can't come. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asidim Tzadikim Shenikram Al Shemo Shekadosh Baruch Hu. In the future, Tzadikim are going to be called by the name of Hashem. That's how we're going to refer to them. Shenemar, as it says, Kol HaNikra Bishmi, anyone who's called by my name, Ulechvol Dibrosim, and my honor, I've created my honor. Yitzartiv Afasisiv, I had created them, I had made them different times of Bria, Yitzira, Sia, these are different Olamos, Atilis, those who learn the Svarm. But either way, the idea is that any tzaddik in the future, tzaddikim, are going to be called by the Shem of Hashem, which is a fascinating thing, but that's what the Pasuk of Gemara tells us. That's how they're saying it.
That's how they're
going to
call
it. Yeah, the Marsha quoted down here says they're going to get to such high levels, they'll be called with Shem Hashem themselves. Who do they quote down there? I wonder.
Ben
Ah, okay, that's what he says. So it seems to be a debate whether they actually be called Shem Hashem or just Eved Hashem. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Nikru Al Shemo, Shekadosh Baruch Hu. There were three people who were called, or three, I shouldn't say, three things that were called by Hashem's name. Ve'eluhin. Tzadikim, as we saw in the future, they'll be called by Hashem's name. U'mashiach v'yushalayim. So tzadikim, how do we know Hadamron? We already mentioned before that in the future they'll be called by Hashem's name. Mashiach, d'chsiv v'zeh shemo asher yikru Hashem, tidkenu. And this is the name by which he will be called, Hashem tidkenu. He's going to be Hashem tidkenu. That's going to be the name of Mashiach, Hashem tidkenu. Yushalayim is the third instance. Shenev d'chsiv saviv shmonasar aleph. That's going to be around, it will be around 13 or 18,000 rather, V'shem Ha'ir, Shem Ha'ir Miyom Hashem. The name, this is Shama. The name will be Yom Hashem Shama. That's the name of Yerushalayim. It's going to have Shem Hashem as part of the name of Yerushalayim. Atikri Shama Ela Shema, its name, not there Shama, but Shema, its name, will be called Miyom Hashem. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asidina Tzadikim L'Sha'omim L'Fneim Kadosh. In the future, the angels will one day say Kadosh before Tzadikim. The Malachim will say Kadosh in front of the Tzadikim. Just like now they say before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vaya, and it was Hanisha Bitzion. Those who are left in Zion in Yerushalayim, the Anosib Yerushalayim, those left in Yerushalayim, Kadosh Yemar Lo, a Kadosh shall be said to them. Okay, now Malachim only say Kadosh after we say it. The Krazel Zev Yamar, they only say it after we say Kadosh, but Laslavo, apparently Malachim will say Kadosh before we say Kadosh. What the significance is, I don't know. Amar Rabba, Amar Biyochran, Asid, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lagbiya, Es Yerushalayim, Parsalos Lamala. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to elevate Yerushalayim, the three parcels above. Shenemar, it says, Virama, Viyashva, Tachde. And it, Yerushalayim, will be lifted up and shall abide in her place. Okay? My Tachde, what's going to be in her place when you lift up Yerushalayim? Kitachde, it will be up as it is in its place. They're just as is. Not nothing will replace it, but it's going to be in the same location, but just elevated. I guess hovering in the air. How do you know that it's going to be three parsa from the bottom of the ground to the elevation? A certain elderly man, and oftentimes we have that refers to Eliyahu Navi throughout Shas. So lididi chazili Yerushalayim kemaisa. I saw the first Yerushalayim utlasa parsavi, and it was three parsos. Okay, so he had observed this. That's what he saw. That was the vision that Eliyahu Navi saw. V'shem HaTamar, perhaps you'll say Yesh Tzar La'alos. Maybe it's going to be challenging to go to such a high place now. It's quite the trip up to Shalim. So Tamar Lomar Mi Eila Kav Tufena. Who are these who fly like a cloud? V'chayon El Arubosam, and like pigeons to their coat. So people are going to observe. People are going to fly. They're going to have flying cars, I guess, and they're going to be able to easily make it their way up, or maybe a cable car, or something to lift them up to Shalim without having to schlep and hike all the way up. To ready what's now
it's
considered
going to be in the air.
What?
It's going to be in the air.
Yeah, not sure. It could be. I don't know how to write. So I don't know how exactly it will be, but there'll be something that we're seeing nowadays that will be pretty easy to access Yerushalayim, even though it's going to be elevated three parsa up, hovering in the air. I don't know if you mean hovering or on stilts, so whatever it's going to be. So flying cars, we're going to have flying cities in the future. So start investing now into these types of technology. So fine. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina. And Shema Mina, Hai Eva, or Amar Papa, Hai Shema Mina, Hai Eva, Tlasa Parsi Midle. So this cloud that we see that they're flying over is going to be three parcels high, along with the Eidus of Eliyahu HaNavi. Gemara now says, Amar Bichanina Bar Papa, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Yerushalayim B'mida. He wanted to make Yerushalayim a set size. Shenemar, it says, V'omar Ana Ata Holik. And I said, where are you going? The Yomer Eli, he says to me, I'm going to measure Yerushalayim out. So this is a conversation that Zechariah is having with a vision of he's seeing a Malach who's measuring right now Yerushalayim. The Rosh Kama Rachba Kama Achra, I'm going to measure the width and length of Yerushalayim. So Amri Malach Yesharis Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sholam Harbe Krachan Barasa Belamecha. You've created many cities. Shalumas Olam, the non-Jewish cities. You never give a set measure how large they're allowed to be. And they build as large as they want to. But Yerushalayim, Sheshimcha B'socha, your name is within it. U'mikdashcha B'socha, and your base of Mikdash is within it. V'tzadikim B'socha, tzadikim are living there. Asanosim B'amida, you're putting a limitation, a restriction, how large such a holy place could be. So immediately, V'yom Elav, he says to him, Rutz, Daber, go run, Daber, Anar, go tell the young man, Zechariah, Halaz, Lemur, go tell him, saying as follows, Prozos Teshav Yerushalayim, that let Yerushalayim be an open area, like Prozim, like by the Megillah, them open unwalled cities, Merov Adam Uvehema Besocha, from the multitudes of men, animals who will be living in this city, don't restrict it with any measurements or walls. Amrei Shlakish, Rishlakish says now, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahosif Al Yerushalayim is going to add on to the measurements of Yerushalayim, Elef Tefef Ginoos. There's going to be thousands of gardens. Tefef is a gematria of 169, and times that amount, there's going to be 169,000. 1,000 tefef.
Right now it might be like that already.
169,000 gardens, you think, yeah?
I don't know. I mean, if they call Yerushalayim, then they're out.
Yeah? Could be. I guess each apartment has a little garden in front. That's considered a garden, I guess.
No,
but these are gardens though.
Just gardens.
These are just gardens. So there's going to be 169,000 gardens, and then there's going to be Elef Kefel Migdalim. There's going to be 1,000 times Kefel. Kefel is 210. That means 210,000 towers. So buildings are going up now. It's got to be coming to that number. Elef Litzoy Buranios is going to be 1,000 times Litzoy. Litzoy is the gematria of 146. So 146,000 castles. I don't know how you define a castle quite. It could be hotels, maybe. We're not near that number. And Elef Ushne Shilo Totafrios, there's going to be 1,002 times the gematria of Shilo, which is 345 fortresses. Okay. And V'cholachas V'achas Havi Kitzipori B'shalvasa. And each of these will have a population or prosperity of the city of Tzipori. Okay, it's going to be quite prosperous. Le'asid lava. So Tani, the Brisa says, Amr B'yosi Anira Isi Tzipori B'shalvasa. I saw it in its greatest height, the city of Tzipori. The Hayuva, and there were within the city of Tzipori, there was Mea Ushmonim Elef. There were 180,000 Shvakim Shalmochre Tzike Kedera. People simply selling patstu, let alone marketplaces for selling other types of merchandise as well. Okay, there's going to be a lot going on in the future. Vatzlalos, the Gemara quotes a pasuk now, Tzlalos Tzela El Tzela Shalosh Ushloshim Pamim. Regarding the Tzlalos, or chambers, there was a chamber upon a chamber 33 times. Okay, so this is a pasuk that's describing the size of Yushalayim now. So what does it mean, my Shalosh Ushloshim Pamim? What does it mean, 33 times? So Amar Bi Levi, Amar Rav Papi, Mishum Rabbi Shubi Tisichne, Im Shalosh Ushloshim Heim, if there will be three Shalayims, so then Kalachas V'achas, each one will Yeshba Shloshim Midorim Lamal, will have 30 places of living, one over the other. Again, I don't know what that really means. Each says here, each house will be 30 stories high. Each building will be 30. Okay, that's a possibility. I don't know if they have any buildings that high just yet in Yerushalayim.
30 yeah. stories?
They have, yeah.
They don't have really? 50.
There is, for sure there is one in the center of town.
Yeah, but not that, there's many, yeah.
No,
okay.
Very few.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
In downtown, there's a couple of that. There's only one that has like a green on top glass. Uh-huh. That could be 30.
And the hotels are not so they're not so tall. The hotels.
No.
So okay. And then where do we go right now? Vim shloshim. If there's going to be 30 Yushalayims, whatever that means exactly, then kolachas v'achas yeshba shloshim edurin lamal. Then they'll only be three stories high. Okay. So itamar. So now, okay, fine. Now that's really done. We are finished with the Agadata. And now we're moving on back to the halachic part of Baba Basra. I can move and close my art scroll and get back to the regular Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows. Itmar, Svina Ra Svina. Back to the topic of Svina, because remember this is the Perek of Mochas a Svina, selling a boat. So Itmar, Svina Rav Amar Kevin Shemasha Kol Shu Kana. You pull a boat just a little bit, so you're Kona.
So maybe that's why they had so many stories about Kona.
Yeah. Because at the beginning we spoke about the mask and then
sail.
Yeah. So, Svina, Rav Amar Kevet Shemasha Kol Shukan. If you pull a little bit of the boat, so that's your Kona, that's considered Kinyan Mashicha. And Shmuel Amar Lo Kon Achim Shechas Kul. You have to move the entire boat from its position. So when you move the boat a little bit, everything moves. But what it means is the whole boat has to be in a completely different location.
Meaning somewhere. The end should be with the beginning.
Exactly. So, Lema Kitanai. So perhaps this would be a machlokas Tanaim. This machlokas Rav and Shmuel, who are Amoraim, they have the same machlokas, it seems, as the Tanaim. Ketad b'mesira, has one perform the mitzvah, the kinyan mesira. Achsa b'talfa, but you hold on to the talfa, how do they define a talfa here? The baragla says Rashbam, it's the leg. Or b'sara, the hair, or b'okif in the saddle, shaleh, that's on it. Or b'shlif shaleh, which is, I'm not sure if it's the leash maybe.
Carrying it? Maybe.
I think it might be the lead. I'm not sure exactly. Something on it. It's tied to the animal. Let's see. Take a look here. I thought it's a leash.
The word shlif.
The load that's strapped on it. Okay, that's what you said. Okay. Befrumia shebefia, the bit that's in its mouth. Or bezug shebetzavara, the bell that's on its back. Kana, you pull any of those items and causing the animal to move, that's considered a kinyan. Ketzad b'mashicha. How do you? That's all mesira. How do you accomplish mashicha though? Kari lav hibav. You call it and it comes. Osha kisha b'makel v'ratz telefonav. You hit it and it causes it to come. Kaven she'okar yad v'regel kana. Once it picks up a leg or a foot or a hand rather, the kinyan's good. The Rabbi Acha Amri la Rabbi Acha. Omer achetali chamalei koma. So no, it has to move. It can't just pick up one leg. It has to move an entire area. So that's the machlokas, exactly what we had by Svina. So as an aside here, there's a big discussion, but I'm not going to get involved with this right now. But we say when you call an animal and it moves, so that works. So then Sivas brings a raya from here that Mishichai de Grama is considered a good kinyan, even though I don't do the pulling. If I cause it to move, so if I tell my worker to go pull that animal, that would be a good kinyan according to Nesivas. That's grama. But others say no, grama doesn't work. There's a special exception by animals only, that by me calling an animal it works, because that's how animals normally respond, by a call. But to apply grama and another application of mashicha, the Chelkis Yaakov, Chelkis Mechokes rather, argues and says that kinyanai de grama does not work. That's based on the sugya here. Either way, right now it seems like everything lines up very nicely, that we have the kinyan by mesira, whether it's by besvina, a kol shoe, or the entire boat. It lines up nicely with the animal picking up a leg, or the entire animal has to move over. And the Gemara says you can't line these two debates up, but first the Gemara suggests, lema, let's say, rav damar kitana kama, that a little movement is enough, and shmuel damar kubiacha, that no, you need to move the entire boat, you need to move the entire animal. And the Gemara says, no, not true. Amr lecha, Rav, ana damri afilu Rabbi Acha. I even hold of Rabbi Acha. The Rav holds that a kol shehu works for Svina, but by an animal you need the entire animal. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Acha ella bebali chaim. I only said Rabbi Acha only says a lecha by an animal that afa gav de akar yad regel buduchta kaima. Because you pick it out, picks up its foot, it doesn't move. It just picks up a foot. Nothing has been moved. Aval svina kevin denada bapurta nada lakula. You move a boat a little bit, the entire boat moves an inch. So as opposed to an animal picking up its hand and hasn't moved, so that's the difference between the animal and the svina. And Shmuel says the opposite. Shmuel amar onadamre afilu katanakama. Shmuel holds by the boat you need the entire boat to move, but by the animal you need even picking up the foot is sufficient. Why? Ad kan lo kama tanakama ela babali chayim. The Tanakam only said by the animal picking up its foot is sufficient. Once the animal starts the movement, it's inevitable that the back legs are going to move as well. If you pull a little bit, it's only going to move an inch. In order for the boat to continue, there's no momentum here. There's no inertia that helps the boat moving. So you need to pull the whole boat till the whole thing slips. Once you get the animal going, one leg, it's going to end up making a full step into another, the next location.
How do you take part of
the boat? No, part of the boat means if I just pull, move it an inch.
Move from one section to another.
No, if I have the boat, I move it an inch only. So it's not going to, once I stop, it's going to stop moving. I need to move to another Dal Amos. So one little push will only move it a tiny bit. The back end of the boat will still be in the same place that, it's going to move an inch over, but it's going to still be in that first Dal Amos.
Right.
So let's imagine I have like, I want, yeah, fine. So again, about Basfina, the case would be different. So that's the end of this discussion. There is a machlokas between Rashi Tosos here about Mesira, whether or not Mesira needs Miyad Liyad. When I do Mesira, do you have to actually hand me over the animal or boat and me take it from you? Or is it sufficient for you to say, Leich Kani V'chazit, go ahead and make the Mesira and then I could pull from it as well? But there's a big discussion between Rashbam and Tosos, and it does depend on the nature of different kinyanim they speak about here. Some kinyanim are very much focused on the mocher, others are focused on the lokeach. So some have to be simply, meshicha, let's say for example, is lokeach. As long as I do a pulling, nothing to do with the mocher's involvement, I've accomplished the kinyan. But when it comes to mesira, it's really the mocher showing he's relinquishing his rights, so there's an idea of handing it over from the mocher to the lokeach, and that's part of the discussion. That's an important thing to know, because the next daf is also going to be very much about kinyanim. Okay, well, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.